touch on a report that's come out this morning from the New Zealand Productivity Commission. And it's been welcomed by the New Zealand Initiative on tertiary education and who pays for it and whether there should be things like interest on student loans brought back in. We've had now, almost 12 years of interest-free student loans while you are studying and if you stay in New Zealand. And I read some research over the last few months that has found that we have lost as a country around $6 billion in terms of how much money could have been made if the interest payments had continued to be put on student loans. Now, researcher Dr. Eric Crampton says there are promising reforms to improve tertiary performance. Another one of the ideas that's come out includes scrapping university entrance. Dr. Eric Crampton joins me on the line. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
Let's start with the student loan interest. What did the policy that was announced by Labor back in 2005, what has it actually meant in terms of money that the country has missed out on over the years?
Okay, the annual cost of that program are about $600 million if we count in both the cost of the interest rate write-off and the cost of non-repayment that would normally be covered by interest payments by everybody else. So if you're looking at home mortgages, banks would lose money from defaults, and that's covered by interest payments from everybody else. The student loan scheme subsidizes everything through the tax system, and the overall cost of that are about $600 million a year. It's worth remembering, too, that students are only paying about 18% of the cost of their education through their tuition charges once you factor in the subsidy provided through the student loan scheme and all the other subsidies going into tertiary education. We'd argued in our report on this last year that the $600 million or so that we're losing right now, that's mostly benefiting kids from richer backgrounds that are going into tertiary education, that really should be redirected into means-tested programs helping poorer kids, and especially putting some of the money towards schools that have a poor track record of getting kids into tertiary education in the first place to strengthen those pathways into the tertiary sector. Because right now, we're doing a good job at throwing a lot of money at kids who are going to go to tertiary anyway, instead of putting it where it can do more good.
But, I mean, you may have found this in your research. Are people getting student loans out for tertiary education even because of the interest-free policy, even though that they may not actually need it in the first place?
There are tons of anecdotal accounts around that. It's pretty hard to get anything comprehensive because, of course, nobody's surveyed on it and nobody's revealing it when they're putting in their student loan documents. One fun case I'd heard was of somebody who was doing an econ degree and took out his loans at 0% from the government and put all the money into the finance companies that were getting a guaranteed return from the government during the financial crisis of 8%. So it was a bit of a money go around straight through the government where they were getting just a guaranteed 8% return free.
Yeah, and I've heard cases like that over the years as well. What would be the impact if interest was brought back on loans?
Well, the main effect is going to be some changes within the tertiary sector. So when we've done our work on this, we were finding pervasive effects through the sector of the consequences of 0% loans. So everybody likes to think that this is a nice thing for students and they're not going to have to pay back as much money. Well, really, you're going to end up spending maybe a couple more years paying back your student loan if there's interest put on it through the same income contingent scheme. The cost of keeping it at 0% are that the government's clamped down on the number of students that universities can teach. That's reduced access to tertiary education. Tertiary participation rates have dropped because of the 0% student loan policy. At the same time, a pile of other bureaucratic controls are thrown on top of the universities by central government, because every time a student fails out of a course or fails to complete, that's a cost to the government of expected non-repayment. So they have to layer on a whole pile of monitoring, and that reduces innovation within the sector as well.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of political support for the stance. So I heard Paul Goldsmith, the Tertiary Education Minister, this morning saying that effectively no government wants to encumber graduates with more debt than what they already have at the moment. So this doesn't sound like it's going to go anywhere again.
Well, it would add a few more years on to people's repayments of student loans, and that'd be the main effect. People aren't going to be paying back more per week than they otherwise would have been, because we still have that income contingent scheme. They could volunteer to pay more if they wanted to. But the costs of this are pretty substantial. We are failing to put money into schools that need the assistance, and we're also substantially failing students that get less assistance from their parents. So another one of the flow-on consequences of 0% loans is that a lot of students can't borrow as much money as they really need to pursue their study. Living costs have gone up by way more than the student allowance or any of the other support that's given for student accommodation. They can't borrow enough for it because if the government let people borrow as much as they wanted, then lots of people would borrow as much as they could at 0% and put the money into term deposits. To prevent that, they have to cap how much people borrow, but that really shafts students coming from poorer backgrounds who'd get a great return out of education but can't afford it because they can't borrow enough to meet their living expenses.
Hmm. So you are hoping that if this policy of student loan interest was ever brought back in, it would act in some way as a disincentive for people just to go into tertiary education because they know that they can get it without having to pay any interest on the loans that they get, and then so people will think twice about what kind of course they do and about whether they're just going in there to waste time.
Well, it might force a bit of sharpening incentives on the universities. One of the ideas that we'd floated in our report was having the universities themselves be on the hook for some non-repayment by their graduates to encourage them to have a sharper focus on their graduates' employability at the end of their study. Now, that would probably require some investment in schools with poor track records of getting kids to university to keep the universities from just shutting those kids out even more than they already are.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefit that we could have. The most frustrating has been that Labor's response on this. So it's not particularly surprising that National would support the kind of middle class welfare that gets doled out through this scheme. But we'd concluded, and the Productivity Commission's also concluded, that the effects of the interest-free loan program are highly regressive, that they do a lot to benefit kids from richer backgrounds compared to kids from poorer backgrounds. Like, there are tons of kids that are coming from poorer backgrounds that are benefited by the 0% loan scheme, but far more kids enter tertiary from more privileged backgrounds. We could be using that money to better support poorer schools and as means-tested assistance for students who really need the help. And Labor should be all over that, trying to dedicate resource to where it can do the most good for the disadvantaged. It's just shocking that they have this knee-jerk response on it, saying, well, we should just throw more money at the system instead of better focusing the resource that's in there. It's really disappointing.
Okay, very interesting. Thanks for coming on the program. As always, Dr. Eric Crampton there from the New Zealand Initiative, a researcher on this piece out today. It's a very wide-ranging piece of research on tertiary education, the idea to bring back student loan interest. I don't think politically... And it was seen, if you cast your mind back to what happened in 2005 when Labor announced the policy, it was seen as, was it the biggest bribe we've ever seen in this country in recent times? It was seen as the most incredible bribe to try and get the student vote, and it worked because they were re-elected, and the policy has not been tinkered with in any great way in the years since. But that's incredible, isn't it? $600 million a year it is costing the country in terms of lost interest repayments, but I think politically no one's going to be brave enough to tackle it. I can't see a time when any government would be brave enough to say we're going to bring back interest on student loans if you know that you have to pay interest while you study and if you stay in New Zealand. I can't see that happening, even though, as I said, it may make economic sense. I just think that the politicians are going to run for the hills on that. But that particular one, mainly because I think it's quite popular. And I think we have turned our thoughts on the policy around somewhat, saying, look, it's probably, when you come out of university, for example, you've got often thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in debt. Do you want to add to that debt? But it's a very, very interesting point the researchers have made in terms of how that money, how that $600 million could actually be spent in a whole range of other areas, and we're missing out on all that money at the moment. 0800 80 10 80 472.